crisis brings out the best in people, that's what people usually say. But how true is that claim? Well, for a Malaysian man who would have otherwise been stranded after his motorbike ran out of petrol, there is definitely more truth to that saying than we think. According to netizen G.K. Murney, who shared his experience in a Facebook post that has since gone viral, his motorbike had abruptly stopped at the Pan Island Expressway in Singapore after it had ran out of petrol. Occurring in the night, one could understand how much trouble Mr. Murney was in, if he had to move his motorbike all the way to a petrol station without help. But out of nowhere, two Singaporean men approached him and helped him push his motorbike into a nearby petrol station. And if that wasn't enough, Mr. Murney said that as he was filling up petrol for his motorbike, both Singaporeans even paid for his petrol. Despite him insisting to pay them back, the Singaporean men told him that he didn't have to. "We are Singaporean and we are okay with this situation, but you're from Malaysia and came here for work. We understand your feeling and we appreciate you all. That was why we paid for your bill," said the Singaporean duo. Speaking to World of Buzz, Mr. Murney told us that while he was initially worried over the fact that he could have been stranded, but the Singaporean duo more than made his day. "I felt safe being in Singapore, because of their kind gesture. Many of us Malaysian workers left our family to stay in Singapore to earn a living, and yet these two Singaporean men offered me help, even when they didn't need to," he said. Their moment of kindness has since garnered much praise from both Malaysians and Singaporeans alike over social media, with many applauding the duo as being proof that both our nations can indeed lend each other a hand in difficult times. "We have to say we agree." Which comes to show that deep down inside, Malaysian or Singaporean, kindness and compassion really knows no boundaries. Also read, heartbreaking, grandpa cycles 630 kilometers back to home village after losing job, has no money for food. You have reached the end of this story.